Londoners have a habit of naming buildings after the items we think they look like, such as the gherkin or the cheese grater, and the walkie-talkie is another to add to the list. A commercial skyscraper in the City of London, the actual name of this building is 20 Fenchurch Street. The distinctive shape of the structure, which is larger at the top than at the bottom, has led to the nickname walkie-talkie. The building had originally been a hotly debated construction, with many believing the walkie-talkie had negatively impacted the views of the City of London, St. Paul's Cathedral, and the Tower of London. In fact, the building was originally intended to be another 40 meters, or 131 feet, taller, but was shortened as a compromise. And at the top of the walkie-talkie sits the Sky Garden. Spreading across three floors, the Sky Garden offers uninterrupted views of London. There is a landscaped garden as well as a bar and restaurant. Although it costs to drink and dine at the venue, the garden itself is actually free to the public as part of an agreement made before planning permission from the building was granted. Some think the word garden is a bit generous when used to describe this part of the building, so expecting lush green grass and countless plants, flowers, or trees will leave visitors disappointed. However, the plants and trees that are on display here are lovely and give a somewhat surreal feeling while standing so high above the ground. And for the price, particularly when compared to the London Eye or the Shard, this is definitely one of the best views in all of London. It may be that you have heard of the walkie-talkie building before, as back in the summer of 2013, the building made international headlines because of a very interesting event, the melting of a car. The unique shape of the structure means that for around 2 hours a day, the sun shines directly onto the concave windows of the walkie-talkie, reflecting onto the streets to the south. It is estimated that the glare reflecting off the windows is around 6 times brighter than direct sunlight. This reflection was so strong, in fact, that it damaged vehicles parked on the road nearby, including the partial melting of the framework of a Jaguar car. Please take note that although the Sky Garden is free to visit, you must book a space online in advance. Continue down Lombard Street, past the Pret and the Sainsbury's. Take the first right onto Abchurch Lane and walk down until you get to King William Street. At the bottom of King William Street is a large junction. Go down the stairs to your left. At the bottom of the stairs is the entrance to the House of Fraser on your left, and more stairs to your right. Go down the stairs on your right. Walk until you can turn left. There will then be stairs on your left and right, with the entrance to the Tube station directly in front of you. Take the stairs on the right. Once you get to the top of the stairs, keep walking until you can see the monument on your left. If you have mobility issues, are pushing a pram or buggy, or simply don't want to use the stairs, that's fine. At the bottom of Lombard Street, instead of going down the stairwell, continue past the stairwell until you get to the traffic lights on your right. Here, cross the street onto the small pedestrian island and proceed to cross the next street until you are by the public loo. Turn right here and take the crossing over the road towards Boots Pharmacy that you will see opposite. Once you're outside of Boots, simply follow the road around, past the sports shop, until you see the monument on your left.